Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
All right, on today's show, we're going to talk about the sin of hurry. Not curry, hurry.
Howdy.
Howdy. How are you?
Howdy, folks. Oh, welcome to DFW.
Okie dokie. Here
we go. Thursday. Hey, will you find that song by Jason Mraz and Colby Kelly?
Cabby Cole.
Because I like that song. It always reminds me of us.
Oh, they're so sweet.
They love each other so much. Really? You got to follow it with that?
What's it called? I'm Yours or Lucky or what? What's the name of the song?
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't even. It's called Lucky. It's called Lucky. Okay. How did you remember that?
I didn't.
Why'd you say that then? Oh, you looked it up. I'd have never come up with that. It's a good song. Oh, somebody's calling.
Who's calling me? Who's calling me?
Who's calling us back?
Ooh, it's Jeff Hopper.
Oh.
Hello?
Brad.
Who is this?
This is Jeff Hopper.
who are you trying to reach?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this pizza? Yeah, the Ted pizza. I was needing a Supreme sent my way.
Supreme? You want meat? You want meat lovers?
Meat lovers!
Lovers, yes. Sounds good to me.
Mr. Hopper, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm just prank calling a few friends.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, babe?
I'm good. How's your Sunday?
Not too bad.
I have a question for you.
We weren't bothering you, were we?
No. You guys never.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
Yep. New phone, different ring.
New phone, different ring.
All right, I've got a question for you.
Oh, no, can I come up with another excuse?
Oh, okay. Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question. All right. Ma'am.
Okay, you ready?
Go for it.
Would you rather be on a 12-hour flight when all the bathrooms malfunction and nobody can use them, or have the plane touch down at an unscheduled location so everyone can use the bathroom, delaying the flight 12 hours?
Can you explain that second one? I didn't follow that.
Okay, and so the second scenario, so the second one is that the plane touches down, lands,
because the bathrooms don't work.
Because the bathrooms don't work, and so that everybody can go to the bathroom, but it delays the whole flight, the whole trip, 12 hours.
Wow!
Or you don't get to go to the bathroom on a 12-hour flight at all, and I would die.
I think I'd be all right for 12 hours. I think I could be all right for that. I think I'd take, take the 12 hours of suffering through and make it to my destination.
You know what? There'd be no suffering for me. I'd go find something in the little food area.
She would.
She
would.
I would.
She'd pee in a cup.
I would.
she would. Those little plastic.
On the window.
She'd pour it out the window, yeah.
So Jeff Hopper would hold it. Okay, good to know.
Jeff Hopper would at least attempt to hold it.
He would try his best.
Here's my answer. My answer is land the plane and delay the trip 12 hours. And here's why. Because even though I trust me to hold it for the 12 hours, I know that there's going to be more than one person like Faith who is going to actually try to pee in something and get it all over themselves in the plane. And
that's true.
Yep. All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for being a good sport.
In a nice spot, you know, could I go do something for 12 hours?
Oh, that's a, ooh.
So I may change my answer if I may. That may be tempting. All right, guys.
Okay. Well, if you So if you have to land
in Chicago,
if you have to land in Siberia, or you can land in Jamaica.
Well, 12 hours in Siberia is a little different than 12 hours in Jamaica.
Well, you know, your pee would freeze.
We'll go with Jamaica, yes. All right.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for being a good sport. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
And that was our
friend. Say they're calling us back because it's Sunday afternoon. This works.
Sunday's the day. We should do it on Sundays. All right. Okay.
Okay. You know, I want to talk about being in a hurry.
The sin of hurry.
So I'm sitting in leadership for Bible study last week.
You are?
Yes. And the leader of the leaders was talking to us about what we needed to have done for the next day. And we had Bible study and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and she said that she had just really been convicted about this. And she said, I've really been convicted about the sin of hurry. And she said, she proceeded to share this with us. And I wrote down as fast as I could, because I tell you, this could afflict me. No,
this
it can.
You?
It can be.
Oh.
And especially with all this that I've been doing for the school lately. I mean, we haven't talked about any of that, but
no.
I mean, I've been working up at the school a lot, and I have not. I mean, I've got Bible study 2 days a week, and I'm at school 2 days a week, and I'm home one day, and I got a day to run errands. And so life has been kind of busy. And so I've felt very hurried. So she's sharing this, and I thought, am I taking the time with the Lord? Am I an encouragement in this, in taking the time with the Lord? And especially she was, you know, as leaders, but we're all leading someone. I mean, everybody
right.
leads someone. So, right. so, or do we just skim through life? You know, are we just skimming through and, you know, living on yesterday's manna? And I thought that's such a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day the Lord says, come to my word and I'll give you something new every day. Every
right.
day I have something fresh for you. Why live on what you have spent with the Lord yesterday when you've got something new and fresh manna today? He gives it to you every day.
That's right.
But we live off of yesterday's time with the Lord rather than getting fresh, new communication with the Lord on a daily basis. And just the idea that God enables us to get all that we have to get done, all that needs to be done. And when I say needs, I mean all that he says needs to be done. Not what I think needs to be done, not what I think is important, but what he thinks needs to be done. And if that means that I need to take 2 hours with my elderly neighbor when I don't think I have any time to do that, then that's what that means. Because love takes time. And I needed to hear that. That is... I mean, I get really busy. I don't have time to go over there. I don't have time to answer the phone. It's going to take too long. I can't. I got too much to do. And, you know, yeah, there's times when that's true. But there's times when it's not. And you need to be really sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And I don't think you can be sensitive to the Holy Spirit if you're not in communion with him on a daily basis. So you're not going to know the times if you aren't sensitive to listening to what, you know, he's saying you need to do in a given situation. So... I really deal with that hurriedness. And that hurriedness just trickles down to the babies, and it trickles down to Helen and and it just makes everybody crazy and stressed out, you know?
It's true.
And our nation's running around crazy and stressed out all the time because we're always hurrying to get somewhere
it's the Reaganomics of the household.
It's a trickle down, hurry and hurry now.
If mommy and daddy are joyous, then you know it'll trickle down.
Right. You know, if we're calm and collected, it'll move on. And I think as a nation, as a world, and we're all this way, we just get very busy and we think, I mean, I have a friend who says, I don't have time to sit down and read my Bible. You don't have time not to. Yeah, I mean, that is the most important thing you can do during the day is to sit down and spend time with the Lord and pray. And that really convicted me. And so I needed to be reminded of that, because with all this work I'm doing with school, it's taking up a lot of my time that I normally would be sitting down with the Lord during the day. You know, being a stay-at-home mom, I always had extra time.
Mm-hmm.
And that time's getting eaten up. So anyway, I just wanted to share, because I know that others out there who deal with that too.
It's not in the Bible, but I heard it once. And it was. I think it's true, although it's not in the Bible. It may not be true. But I'm a biblicist, you know, a pure biblicist. But it says if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy. You know.
Well, he'll do anything to keep you from being effective. Right. And that's true.
Maybe that is sin. So
yeah, this is right. The sin of being ineffective. You
it
know,
is
so
time
you know
for a grow kids moment.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm not prepared.
It's okay. I'm prepared for you.
Oh, well, that's good.
Take a listen to this.
All right.
Maybe.
Nope. She's not herself.
That ain't it.
Something's wrong.
What?
All that vitamin C.
What are you doing?
She loves
I don't know.
Her C.
I have no
but
idea.
She needs
This is a commercial.
So why are you running a commercial?
It wasn't supposed to be a commercial. It was a link somebody sent me to a video that I watched, and it worked. And it was something I wanted to share with you.
Okay. But it wasn't right?
Well, I'm waiting for the commercial to end, and maybe then it'll show.
Oh, and
the
then
video.
It'll show. Okay. So.
A temper tantrum, a teddy bear, and two parents who took a big plunge, 80 feet. Firefighters rescued them after they slid down a rain-sloped hillside, all for a stuffed animal. CBS News' Christine Lazar is live at the scene with the exclusive details. Christine.
This is true?
Yes.
Yeah, Paul, you know how kids are when they love their teddy bear or their blanket, there is no substitute. And so when this 10-year-old boy tossed his teddy bear down that hillside behind that guardrail, his mom went to retrieve it and ended up falling close to 80 feet.
10?
I threw a tantrum because I threw
That's
my
a
10-year-old. Teddy bear and then my mom went down to get it, but then like she slipped.
I went after it and I went after her and we got stuck down there. Now he knows what the teddy bear cost mommy and daddy. It was scary for me to know, to make sure my wife is okay. And my son was up there alone. That was the scary part. Otherwise, you were not hurt down there. You couldn't climb up because it was very slippery.
And this is video from overhead shot around 9 o'clock tonight. Both the boy's mother and
Face
father
having an
being
aneurysm.
Rescued by firefighters. It was actually the boy who ran to a neighbor's home to call 911. Firefighters, they used ropes to pull the couple up the hillside, but they were both able to walk out. They were not injured. Firefighters say that hillside was very slippery because of the recent rains and the fog. The couple fell about 80 feet, but it could have been a lot worse. Firefighters say that hillside goes down about 300 feet. And it lands into a traffic. There's a road down there. So again, these couples, this couple is very lucky. And we want to show you just one more
They're
piece
lucky.
Of video, a happy ending when the couple
happy
came
ending.
Back up.
Here's the happy ending.
You'll see the boy get into the car there. A neighbor brought another teddy bear. So he wasn't able to get that original teddy bear, but you'll see him in the front seat there. He has a new teddy bear. So happy kid, happy mother, happy father. And of course, firefighters very thankful that this couple was not injured. But I imagine.
It's what's funny is if you actually look at the picture she's showing you, nobody's happy. The kid's sitting there crying, doesn't even have the teddy bear in his arms. The mom's in the backseat not paying any attention to the kid at all. She's talking to somebody else, and she's all upset. I mean, nobody in the picture that she's saying they're all happy is
that
happy.
That boy, Paul, he may be grounded this weekend.
He may be grounded this weekend. I wish I had an hour.
I don't even know what to say. First of all, 10? Really? 10 and you have a teddy bear that you can't live without it? Second of all, the kid didn't sound like he was 10. He sounded like he was 5.
Yes.
So we can't speak well because apparently his parents do everything for him because they're climbing over mountains to get a freaking teddy bear. Are you kidding me?
First of all,
I left a teddy bear in a bathroom on the way to Florida when I was 5, and we got like 5 miles down the road, and I'm there, Dad, I forgot my teddy bear. Too bad. We're not turning around to get it. Sorry. You left it there. You were irresponsible. You left it there. I'm not getting it.
But you were 5. I would have gone back because I'm like, I would have gone down there. And I would have gone back and got into a car wreck and slid 80 feet down a hill.
You would not. No, you wouldn't because I wouldn't let you.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's a good lesson to learn. You know how careful I was with my stuff after that? My dad's not going back to get it.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, but the issue here is not that he had a teddy bear at 10.
Well, I don't care that he had a teddy bear at 10.
Is
that's
that
fine. Whatever.
That he had a temper tantrum.
At 10.
At 10.
Well, that was first. I hadn't gotten there yet. He didn't let me finish talking.
And threw the teddy bear. He didn't leave it somewhere. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't forgetfulness. He threw a temper tantrum and threw the teddy bear.
You know what? You throw it, you don't get it back. There's no throwing. And you know what? Why are you having a temper tantrum at 10? Helen hasn't had a temper tantrum. when, maybe once or twice in her life? Maybe. You know what? You teach your kids to have temper tantrums. Your kids have them because you let them have them. That's why they have temper tantrums. And I am hard on that one. You teach your children how to treat you.
Don't.
If you allow them to have temper tantrums, they will have temper tantrums. End of story.
I think she just threw a temper tantrum. Don't throw your teddy bear over the cliff, Faith. It's going to be okay.
All I have to say.
You just had
that.
A temper tantrum about somebody having a temper tantrum.
I did not have a temper tantrum. I just spoke
very harshly.
You were
slapping the desk. And
that was not a temper tantrum. Do not. Mm-mm.
Somehow I got to get this video to grow kids on Wednesday to show them. Somehow. It's got to happen.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm afraid they weren't. You gonna be all right?
No. No, I'm not. Really not.
There were helicopters.
You know what?
Helicopters circling this, filming the climb back up. There was a lady at the top with millions of dollars worth of equipment to report on this. Do you know how much this cost them to report? They thought this was a good story. Good human interest.
You know what this taught
story.
The child? Let's not even go. You know what it taught the child? Seriously. This kid is going to be
look,
warped.
I understand the father going down there to get the mother.
Well, yeah. Okay. I would hope he'd go get the... Why was the father... Okay. I'm not saying that they should have gone over to get the dumb bear in the first place because they shouldn't. But... Why was the mother going for it, not the dad, in the first place?
Probably because the dad was like, I ain't going down there.
Well, good. And she should have not gone down there either. You know what? You throw the bear over, you don't get the bear back. And you don't get a new one either. A new bear. Are you kidding me?
He's 10.
You don't get a new bear. I don't care how old you are. You're not getting a new bear. Because you're not going to act that way and get approval for it.
He got approval. He got a reward.
Yeah.
He got...
Here, act like a complete
attention
selfish brat, and look what's going to happen. You'll get to be on TV. You get a brand new bear. You get all this attention.
But the important thing is, I got my parents back safely.
Yeah.
I didn't hear him say that.
No, he never said that.
Oh, I didn't hear
he
him
didn't
say
care
that.
About that. He said, I got my bear.
Oh, my. Okay.
You know what? If your child won't put their coat on when it's time to leave... Just put it on him. It's not a choice.
This is for her sister.
Just put the coat on them, pick them up, and leave.
So we've moved into the Growing Kids God's Way. We've moved into the discipline section of the teaching.
Hang on, I got to shake that off.
And we just don't feel that it's... I don't feel that it's appropriate to share on the show. I think you need to be in class. You need to be reading the scriptures. You need to be seeing what we're actually talking about. So we're not really going to be doing any, you know, lesson by lesson, grow kids moment, growing kids God's ways moment from now on, because I just don't feel that it's appropriate to share a piece of it without you having the scripture and everything
behind
that
it.
Goes along with it. Because it's just too... If you take snippets...
Take it out of context.
Like taking this out of context. You end up with something incomplete, which is part of the problem anyway.
Right. Exactly. So. Which is why we're climbing over cliffs for bears.
But the discipline flowchart is excellent. And it's to me, it's the best part of the lesson. It's the best part of this entire class is what we're going through right now, which is breaking out... discipline into discipline issues into you know
it tells you it you know it gives you where to go next.
Is it a moral,
what do I do? Is this a moral issue or is this or is this just
a skill based
issue? I mean, is this something you know that I can reward or is it something that I need to punish over or not? You know what it and it shows you way to go.
Yeah. Is there natural consequences I can tie to this? I mean, is there consequences I can tie to this? Structural consequences, natural consequences. All these different kinds of things that are lined out there. It's like, it's the best part. So,
are you going to put that out there or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
They just need to go take the class at this point.
So what you do in your community,
if you want more,
you can go to your church and you can ask them if they have a Growing Kids God's Way class by Gary and Anne Marie Izzo, or you can go to, I mean, the churches that give GFI.org, and you can buy the DVDs.
You can see
yourself
where the classes are that are close to you.
And in any, usually any church who has it, it's not just for that church. Our church does it, but it's open to the whole community. So it's not, it's non-denominational is what I'm trying to say.
That's right. So. Actually, yes, we are not non-denominational. We are anti-denominational.
That he doesn't mean that like we're against denominations. He means that and that we're biblicists and that we don't tie ourselves to a denomination.
I need organizational conflict in this in Two Blind
Squirrels. Of course you do, because wouldn't have it any other way.
All right. Do you have a faith builder, or are we just moving
sure.
on?
Sure. Are we done?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Psalm 91. I love this.
Okay.
I've been reading this every day this week, or this past week, actually. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today on Two Blind Squirrels. Vios
con Dios.